Hello and welcome to the PCJ Media Archives. I'm Keith Parent. In this edition of the program, we play tribute to Karl Watts, a.k.a. Karl Yegorov, who, since 1959, was one of the most recognizable voices on Radio Moscow and the Voice of Russia World Service. Karl passed away January 8th, and a number of condolence messages were sent to Voice of Russia for one of the station's most beloved announcers. A few days after his death, Voice of Russia's Moscow mailbag, which Karl had co-hosted, even going back to the days of when Joe Adamov hosted and produced the program, they presented a special edition of the program looking at the man behind the microphone. We now bring you Moscow Mailbag's tribute to Karl Watts that was first broadcast January 13th, 2011.
This is your program, Moscow Mailbag.
Hello, I'm Olga Troshina, and my co-host today, as usual, is
Max Gorbachev. Hello, Olga, and hello, everybody.
For us at the Voice of Russia, the past few days were darkened by the sad news about the passing of Karl Watts, a veteran of our announcers' team, a prominent radio personality, our legend, whose voice had long become a visiting card of sorts of our world service in English.
So, we've decided to dedicate today's edition of Moscow Mailbag to the memory of this remarkable man, one of Voice of Russia's golden voices.
Or the voice of the Voice of Russia, as described by a listener in the United States, Noel West in Clinton, Tennessee, whose letter we're going to quote now. Max?
Yes. Dear friends at the Voice of Russia, I just learned of the passing of a legendary voice we all knew and loved. The voice of the Voice of Russia, Mr. Karl Watts. This is a serious blow to all of us loyal Voice of Russia's fans who enjoyed his booming voice. I was enlightened by his great charm and wit over the years. May Karl rest in peace, knowing he was well-liked in the DXing community worldwide. And I plan to do a tribute to him on my DX Shortwave blog and on Facebook. Thanks for giving us great memories of Mr. Watts, your DXing friend from Tennessee, Noble with 73s at Brainman Media Services Studios.
Yes, it's hard to disagree that Karl deserved accolades for his professionalism. He was superb as a newsreader and an anchor person of many of our regular features, from music to historical ones. He presented them all equally well.
Olga, if there is such a thing as a born broadcaster, then it's certainly true of Karl Watts.
It is.
He possessed a lucky combination of an excellent radio voice and the skills of a professional announcer, which he brought to perfection over the years.
Yes, and by the way, I first heard Karl in the 1970s when I was still at school. I don't remember what program he presented, but I did remember his unique voice. Of course, at that time, I couldn't imagine that I would join the English service of Radio Moscow a few years later, and that Karl, the great Karl Watts, would be co-hosting Moscow Mailbag with me one day. I can tell you from my own experience of work with Karl that he was never grandstanding. He was always very friendly and very cooperative. Working with him was a real pleasure.
Naturally, it could hardly be otherwise. Now, Olga, let's recall a few interesting facts from Karl's biography.
Yes, let's.
Well, the Voice of Russia speaks with a Canadian accent, wrote a Western newspaper some time ago. Apparently, meaning Karl Watts, who was born and grew up in Canada, where his parents emigrated from Ukraine in the 1920s.
His family moved to the Soviet Union in the early 1950s, and a few years later, he and his brother George joined Radio Moscow. Time now to listen to an archival recording in which Karl Watts recalled the beginning of his career at the radio.
During those years, 1956, we were still students, and Radio Moscow heard that there were a couple of Canadians studying at the Institute, and they asked us if we wanted to take part in any extracurricular activities. We said, sure. They gave us a tape recorder, and I remember the famous USSR-USA track and field meets. We interviewed all the fellas and everything like that, and we did all kinds of interviews. World Youth and Student Festival was held in Moscow in 1957. A lot of our Canadian friends came here. We met them, interviewed them. Everything was just fine. We graduated in 1959, and we had a proposal to come and join Radio Moscow. So we did. I came in as a narrator, announcer, and George, my brother, was taken on as translator. And I've been here ever since.
A tall, handsome, elegant, immaculately dressed man, every woman's dream, Carl Watts, was an exemplary family man. He and his wife, Marka, whom we all know well, worked at the French department of the Voice of Russia as a translator before she retired. They met here at the radio and were happily married for half a century.
Yes, I heard a lot about that, Olga. They were certainly an exemplary couple. Meanwhile, let me read another letter of sympathy we've received from Marianne Kehoe in Atlanta, Georgia.
Who, by the way, visited our studios on numerous occasions in the past and knew many of our broadcasters personally, including Carl Watts.
And this is what Marianne writes. I was very saddened to hear of the death of Carl Watts. He was one of the first people I met at Radio Moscow when on my first visit to Russia in 1989. I was able to see him on most every trip I made over there. He was someone I could tell everything to and a very keen listener, as well as dishing out some very good advice. I hope someday to come back to Moscow, and I know I will. Once again, my condolences to everyone. What a kind gentleman who will be very much missed.
Of course he will. A kind man, yes, that was him. He was kind to everyone. However, I must say that he was particularly kind and patient with his young colleagues like myself, whom he sometimes called kids. For him, we were kids, as we were much younger, and we kids knew that we could always rely on him. I remember when we had to record a program and that had to be done urgently, he always said to me, "Honey, don't worry, everything is under control. That's something I'll never forget."
Olga, my impressions are very similar to yours. Carl was tremendously kind to me as well, and I learned a lot from him.
So did I. Carl was my senior colleague, my mentor, and my co-host in You Write to Moscow, and then in Moscow Mailbag, when I began doing the program after Joe Adamov's death. Now he sort of passed on the baton to you, Max. So it's now your turn to hold the fort.
Well, thank you very much, Olga, and I'll try to be worthy of his trust.
I'm sure you will. Meanwhile, we happen to have a telephone call from one of our most faithful listeners, Patty Edwards, an American currently living in the Russian capital. Here's Patty Edwards.
I am calling to convey my profound condolences on the passing of the great, late Carl Watts, who died on the 8th of January following his battle of suffering with cancer. Just like his friendly voice, in person, Carl exuded genuine warmth, true kindness, and effervescent positive energy all around him. Likewise, I vividly remember his remarkable life story leaving Canada for the Soviet Union in March 1952, as he told the listening audience about his life during a special program of People of Uncommon Destiny on October 5th, 2005. Carl was always Carl. He tirelessly presented everything he was given to do and with great style and selfless personal flair. His love for music added to his love and zest for life and lives on in the music programs he recorded. Moreover, I remember both him and the late Yuri Reshetnikov co-hosting Moscow Mailbag together, and their collective sense of humor was absolutely off the charts. Carl simply loved his work and was devoted to broadcasting and to his colleagues and listeners. As he said himself, "I come to the radio because I'm going to meet very good people here, my closest friends. We talk about our work and everything else. and I can say that I try to give everything I have to the radio. And indeed he did.
He certainly did, Patty, no doubt about that. Carl gave much of his talent, energy and experience to his work.
Yes, that's true. I think that the word that aptly describes many of Carl's endeavors here at Radio Moscow and the Voice of Russia is a trailblazer. He opened the first broadcast of our world service in English in October of 1978, coming out live. This is how he recalled that day.
That was October the 3rd, 1978. I was on the shift that day, and, well, we knew we were going to go live and open the world service of Radio Moscow, because before that, we had broadcasting to the States and Canada, to Africa, to Southeast Asia, and then a decision was adopted to reform all these services into one. That is how the world service began. I was asked to read the news, and naturally, I was pretty nervous, jittery, and that I wanted to make it sound pretty good. And later on, when we started broadcasting, when we went live, our first letters from our listeners said, well, now we know that there are actual human beings working on Radio Moscow because we made mistakes, we coughed, and we excused ourselves, and so on and so forth. It was a great day.
Undoubtedly, it was. It was a breakthrough, in a way. Then Carl blazed the trail again, becoming the anchorman of our jazz show, the first jazz program on Radio Moscow. That type of music wasn't particularly encouraged by the communist authorities, so this may be considered a bold experiment.
The experiment nevertheless proved to be very successful thanks to Carl's enthusiasm and his genuine interest in jazz. The show evoked complimentary notes from many, many listeners, Carl's loyal fans throughout the world. Now, his letter from Holland. I just heard on the news that my favorite jazz presenter, Carl Watts, died after a grave illness. This is such a loss. He seemed such a nice man and so knowledgeable. I liked hearing his voice on the radio, and I loved his jazz program. My sincere condolences to his family and to you all at the station. Carl will be sadly missed. Mickey Blay, the Netherlands.
Thank you very much, Mickey. Carl couldn't imagine his life without jazz and knew that type of music pretty well.
Now, his letter from another of Carl's fans, William Kerr in Halifax, Nova Scotia, Canada. And I'll read it. It is with deep sadness that I write about Carl Watts. What a personality and what a life he led. His stories, his impeccable style and his sincerity will remain with his radio fans for a very long time. Carl's enthusiasm for his work and his unflinching efforts to bring his country to the world with his own personal style were marvelous to see and hear. I especially loved his jazz show. As I know, Carl's love of music was probably heard more than ever in the program devoted to this genre he clearly loved, but which was for so long taboo in your country. He presented this show with almost a kind of pride. Hey, listen to us. We have some of the world's best jazz musicians too. And I'm sure Carl would be happy to know that so many of us will remember him so fondly for long years.
I think so too, William. That's the greatest reward one could hope for. I know that Carl enjoyed the work he was doing, presenting the news and all kinds of feature programs, including, of course, his jazz show, which was to his particular liking. He put his heart and soul into it, and that was certainly appreciated by his listeners the world over.
Yes, you're right, Olga. Now from jazz over to another lifelong passion of his, which occupied a significant part in Carl's life. I mean, ice hockey. Carl was a big ice hockey fan and a very experienced rink announcer. Let's listen to what he said about that.
Well, we played hockey when we were kids. I know hockey, I think, pretty well. And when the ice hockey tournament for the Zvezda Prize, they heard a guy that knows the language and well, has a sort of a voice and knows hockey. And they invited me to do the announcing at the stadium and also do the interpretation of the post-game press conferences. And they seemed to like what they heard. And I've been doing that every year. I'm since 1962, I think. I missed only 2 years, because of I had a cold and I couldn't. But the biggest thing, naturally, and everyone remembers the big hockey series, USSR, Canada, 1972. And I was fortunate, very happy and proud that I did the four games here in Moscow. And I got to meet all the hockey players and everything like that. I went to Canada to visit my son in 94. Someone heard that I was there. They found my son's telephone and they wanted to interview me on Coast to Coast Canada to remember that series, 1972. I did that. The legends, hockey legends, came here to Moscow in later years. I met them. We were just like friends, all the guys, you know, knowing them for so many years. And I was very warmly met by all of them. I can remember one point, one of those press conferences, they asked the Czech player, Anton Chastny, when did you start playing hockey and everything like that? And I was flabbergasted. He said, my hockey career began when I heard this guy's voice. I go to the hockey games. I'm sort of, you know, in another world, completely in another world, because there are still a lot of officials there that I know for so many years, and it's like homecoming.
Now back to our latest mail again. Here is a letter from Rich Phoenix in North Plainfield, New Jersey. I had had the news over your 1430 kilohertz medium wave broadcast beamed into New York City. Imagine my shock when I was able to listen to your local signal at length and the news was of an old and trusted radio voice I have known throughout his entire Radio Moscow and Voice of Russia broadcasting career. Remember, I was a Radio Moscow listener from 1957 onwards when my mum and dad gifted me with my first shortwave radio. Being involved with radio for many years, I consider myself a fair judge of radio voices and Carl's was amongst the best on radio of any sort. He combined a mix of warmth and authoritative delivery that always projected a great sincerity. I'm sincerely saddened to hear of his passing and share in the sorrow that you and all of your colleagues are now experiencing. Please forward my deepest condolences to Carl's loved ones and family. And I'm pleased that you have reached into your archives and repeated some of his broadcasts. For in the evanescent world, that is radio, you live on when your voice is broadcast again for listeners to experience and appreciate.
Yes, you're right, Rich. Unfortunately, Carl is no longer with us. That's a sad loss. But many of our regular features he recorded have been preserved in our archives. I think we'll be broadcasting them from time to time. That will be a proper tribute to Carl's memory, who enjoyed the love and respect of his friends and co-workers without exception.
Olga, I heard that Carl used an assumed name on the air at the beginning of his career at our radio station.
Actually, that was not only at the beginning of his career. He used the assumed name of Carl Yegorov. I think it would be more correct to say that he used it during the communist era. Let's listen to what Carl himself had to say about that.
When I came to work at the radio way back in 1959, it was a standard practice. Watts is not a Russian name. They said that you have to have a Russian surname. Somebody suggested Yegorov. I came to the radio with my brother George, and so since then, we were Carl and George Yegorov. But then when time, things changed for the better. I left the radio for a couple of years. I came back, and I wanted to come out with my own name, and that's why I use my name now, Carl Watts, as it says in my birth certificate.
Perhaps few people know that in his childhood, Carl dreamed of becoming a fighter pilot. Dreams do not always come true, do they? Carl Watts didn't become a fighter pilot, but he did become a successful broadcaster, a voice from Russia, well known to countless listeners all over the world. You'll probably be surprised to hear, like I was, that when still in Canada, Carl took flying lessons as part of his school curriculum. Here's more from him.
When I was at school, this was during the war years, we had to join some kind of a cadets. And I joined the Royal Canadian Air Cadets. I served up to be a flight sergeant. We had, naturally, all, you know, square bashing, the marching, and everything. We had church parades. And we also had classes in flying. I was with an instructor, a very beautiful plane. And I remember the takeoff, the left turn, right turn, to pick up the speed and the height they were going at that. We made a landing, and he said, how do you feel? And I said, okay. So you want to take it up by yourself? I says, okay, I'll try. I made my just one flight around the aerodrome. I landed, and naturally, I got congratulations. And after that, we had a big Coke machine, and I treat everybody to Coca-Cola.
And finally, I'd like to quote a famous saying, all soldiers never die, they just fade away. It's hard to realize that Carl is no more, but we'll be sure to remember him, a very kind and sincere person and a true professional whom we're honored to call our colleague. He will stay in our hearts forever.
Olga, you are absolutely right. And there we end today's special edition of Moscow Mailbag, dedicated to the memory of a veteran of our announcers team, Carl Watts, who passed away on January the 8th.
Thanks to everyone who sent us condolences on Carl's death. We appreciate it very much.
Thank you very much. And before we sign off, this final reminder. We would like to have more questions and comments on our programs. Send them to us at The Voice of Russia, World Service, Moscow, Russia, or email us at world@ruvr.ru. Once again, world@ruvr.ru. You couldn't do better than write us that letter.
And now from me, Olga Troshina.
And from me, Max Gorbachev, and our sound engineer, Nadezhda Smirnova. It's goodbye, happy listening, and as Carl Watts said, have a nice day wherever you are.
Bye for now. Thank you.
If you enjoy these special programs from PCJ Media, do send us an email. Our email address is pcjmedia@gmail.com.